Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey, once again, welcome to Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for joining the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe that celebrates you, and I'm pointing right at you. You industry hero from around the world. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You collaborate. You solve problems. You innovate. I think I've pretty much named them all off. And you're making my life and the lives of many from around the world a better place. Thank you very much. All right. Sabine is in the hot seat. The company is Siemens. She is the CEO of Grid Solutions there. And I just have to give you a heads up. We were on site at DistribuTech, and so this is the interview that happened there. Let's get cracking. Yeah, see this platform, I'm telling you, it's an ever-expanding industrial ecosystem of problem solvers and leaders. How about that? Put that in your bank. All right. Again, I want to make sure that you understand this is a series. And this is a series that we were very fortunate to be on site at DistribuTech. And it was a great, great event. And if you're in the utility space or energy space or digital transformation space, this is an event that you need to put on your calendar for next year. There's a lot to see, a lot of collaboration, a lot of people are just, you know, it's a really exciting time. If you're in the utility world, there's a lot of big thinking going on there. Before we get into that interview, we are brought to you. Industrial Talk is brought to you by Cap Logistics and IIoT World. Now, Cap Logistics, I love the conversation that is around supply chain, and you know as well as I do that you need a trusted resource company, that person that can help you with your logistics challenges. If it's big, no big deal. If it's small, no big deal. Cap Logistics have you covered. Go to caplogistics.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed. And I've had the great honor of working with IIoT World, and they never disappoint. You go out to IIoT-world.com, and they put together some great content because we're all about learning. We're all about growing. We're all about educating. And I'm telling you right now, the way the industry is working or going, it is fast. And you need to keep current. And you need to listen to people like Sabine, who have just the fingers on the pulse of what's taking place. Go out to IIoT-World. Find out more. Again, great company, great people. All right, on-site. This was a great extravaganza. And so my background's in utilities. I was a transmission lineman. Many of you know that. I dealt with a lot of renewables. Anyway. I was a kid in a candy store, and then when somebody like Sabine comes up and I get the opportunity to be able to talk to her about the challenges that are happening within the grid, like we take it for granted as consumers. We just sort of take it for granted that when I come into a room, I flip a light, boom, that's on, and everything's fine. I don't think beyond that. Well, I do just because I was in the utility industry. However, we have some really unique opportunities and challenges that companies like Siemens and Sabine and her team are really addressing and really trying to find that solution that, really, in essence, we don't know anything about it, right? We're just consumers. But it's an exciting time. Now, you're going to hear some noise. It's going to be a little noisy back there because we're right on site, on the floor, and just having a great conversation about what's happening with Siemens. So enjoy the conversation because I certainly did. Hi, Sabine.
Hi.
It's been great to be able to run you down. Lucian, who's standing right in front of me, he's the one that's been burning all the calories trying to find you. Not me.
It's been busy times and a lot of great conversations here in DTEC. So
you had a good conference.
Absolutely.
Is this your first time here?
It is. I can just count it. It's my 10th ENLIT, which is the European equivalent.
Right.
It's my first DTEC. Can you believe that?
No. Well,
This is my first time too, and you know my background in utilities. It's like a kid in a candy store here, because there was a company out there that had a pull top switcher, and I said, "Are you kidding me? Let me go look at it." And I'm touching it, and I'm going, "Wow, that's fantastic!" Stupid stuff. Amazing. All right, so you're here. Siemens is here. Got a great presence. Got a great solution. Talk to us a little bit about that product launch that you mentioned ever so briefly on May 5th. Talk to us.
Absolutely. And it's actually not only a product launch. We revealed our strategy and an entire suite of products. We call that the Grid Software Suite. And that goes from planning to operations and maintenance of grids. And the tweak to it really is that we think it from A to Z. So plan, operate, maintain.
What was the sort of that, you know, genesis of that conversation? Because you're one of the challenges that I see here is I need, if I was a utility, if I was just whatever, I'm looking for a trusted resource, a person, something that I know that I need to do this. I need to venture into this new, brave new world, but I need somebody to be able to sort of bring us through. Was that part of the thinking behind it and saying, hey, somebody needs to begin, we need it all the way through?
Absolutely. I think what we realized is that it is a very, very tough challenge that utilities, and especially distribution and transmission companies, are facing. Because that transformation is nothing that anybody has ever seen before. So that challenge, we feel that by and large, the industry is leaving our customers a little bit too much alone. So we said, we got to embrace the point of view of our customers.
Hold it, I got to interrupt. Who's a customer in that conversation?
And the customer in that conversation is any grid operator.
Got it. Yeah. Go, continue. I'm a customer, but I'm not a grid operator.
Yeah, no. Thanks for asking that. Yeah. So for grid operators, I think we're, as an industry, not yet doing a good enough job of helping grid operators to maneuver through that transition, which is an exponential growth case of DERs. So facing that exponential growth, I think the human brain can't cope with exponential curves, right? I mean, we've seen that in COVID. You can't just lose time, because if you lose time, it's already too late.
Yes.
So the same situation is the one that we're facing with what the grids need to cope with. And here we go. I mean, we are thinking silos. We're thinking point solutions. Here you have a planning app. Here you have an operations app. Here you have that. And then we leave it to the grid operator to stitch that together. And that's really hard work, because it's overlapping. Data is not flowing properly. It's hard to connect. And so that's a problem we are solving for them.
You've touched on a number of points. And I think that I have to be honest. We have talked about here on Industrial Talk, you know, modernization of the grid. But you're the first person that actually said, hey, there's the customer. There's this human component. These are the grid operators, the ISOs, whatever you might have. And they're the ones that have to sort of make it work, because we, consumer, wants to flip on the light, there it is, it works, and we don't want to have the interruptions, and we're pretty binary when it comes to that. Light good.
And we want to have an EV charging, we want to have a solar on our roofs, we want to have our own battery storage, we want to have an energy community, we want to know how much we consume, or we can contribute to climate mitigating climate change.
Yeah. My ear bleeds when I have these conversations, because my background is sort of old school. And it was sort of that centralized generation. That's an easy model. And the utilities are very good at that, because it's been doing it for 100 years. Siemens has been a part of that. It's just, that's what it is. So I have generation, I have transmission, I have substations, I have distribution, and so on and so forth. Now we're talking system operators having to take solar panels, battery, EVs, and be a part of that whole mix, and then be able to do that. And that's a technology conversation too.
I mean, did you know it's 7x the growth of DER until 2030? 7x, that's exponential.
No, I didn't. That's frightening too.
It totally is, and I mean, the transmission system operators already have a challenge, but take that to distribution. I mean, connecting those DERs, admitting them, planning for it, getting the flexibility, getting the inertia right.
These are really sophisticated conversations, and if you have any appreciation for that, we as consumers are, we take it for granted that our power is our power. We don't really, if I'm a customer, I don't think about that. I'm very simplistic, but
And you shouldn't.
No, you're absolutely right. It should be invisible. It should be just business as usual. The risk I see is that if we don't get this right, if we don't, partner with companies like Siemens to make it right, if we do it wrong, the consumer sort of doesn't like that.
I mean, you will have to care then. I mean, that's yes. Like going back to the Middle Age where you got to yes. know at which point in time you can switch something on. And I mean, Middle Age wasn't switching something on, but...
It's spot on.
You got the point, right?
It is. But then we start talking about... I look at it, there's a messaging component to it, right? Because there's a lot of incredible things that your company, people in your company, others are doing that is just sort of like the unsung heroes. They're having these collaborative conversations and they're discussing
I would say it's the grid operators are the unsung heroes. I mean, it is really
perfect.
It's not us.
Well, I gotta admit, I can appreciate the pragmatic approach because the grid operators are gonna always say, hold it. I still gotta deliver power. And it's gotta be reliable. And I can't just incur a bunch of costs. So it's gotta be, reasonable in cost. And it's gotta be done safely, right? I gotta do that. Because if I don't do that, then I fail. And so it's good. But are you finding that the necessity is to try to collaborate with these grid operators and bring them in and say, we're going down that road?
Absolutely. And I mean, if you close the doors, I mean, grid operators will admit that they're actually not following through with connection requests of DERs. So this is slowing down the energy transition. And the partnership is about helping to accelerate the energy transition, helping to make it easy, helping to be fast and nimble to adopt of, oh, there's EVs coming up here, charging poles coming up here, more solar introduced here, or there's a kind of a big car park with EV charging being built there. So you've got to be much more flexible than we had been in the past. And if you translate that to the technology world, then software has got to be the solution. Because software does two things. It does help you to operate grids closer to their limits. I mean, so far we have physical limits where you have this buffer of caution in there.
Yes, that's right. And overbuilt.
Overbuilt.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be reliable.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was somebody in a utility a while ago who told me, like, oh, this is so we can't kind of reduce that buffer in capacity. And then a colleague of his said, like, look, we used to fly planes with four engines in the past.
Yeah.
Now we fly them with two, right?
Right.
And we're still feeling safe. And that's software. It's like the instrumentation, the precision, the transparency about that we are still good enough to fly. And that's what we need to bring to power grids. It's the software that gives you the transparency of how close are you statically and dynamically to your limits, how much more can the power grid take, and investing in software is the so much better return on the investment than just adding capacity and copper and bigger transformers.
That's right, right.
It's so much faster. So getting the software right for me is the key to facilitating and accelerating that energy transition in the grids.
How do you have these conversations with, the system operator over here and a system operator in this service territory over there? And each one has a different story. they're in a different place in this journey. I think there's a recognition that, yes, it's going to happen. I hear it. I understand. I talk to other colleagues. It's going to do it. How do we take it across the board, like, and have some sort of consistent messaging right there and saying, okay, do this?
You're absolutely right. Everybody starts from a different position.
Yes.
Not only
everybody.
The grid topology is different, the DER or EV charging status is different, but also the IT and OT topology of everyone is totally different. So the art is to, that's what agility is about. Like when we talk about agility, it's about being able to make small steps, make them fast, and iterate. So that's why our software suite is so modular. Modularity enables you to go agile and to not replace a total ADMS and DERMS in one go, five-year project.
Please
big
don't.
Risk. I mean, we've been doing that over years, but the recipe is, how can I go live with one thing, next thing, faster,
I love
faster,
the
faster.
Incremental approach. It allows the human side, like me, put my arms around it, achieve some sort of success, saying, I got it, okay, learning, I'm walking now, let's start to scale a little bit, let's target this versus that right now, and be able to do it that way.
I mean, it delivers value much faster, because you can do something very fast. So the second thing is, I mean, it's a human transformation. You keep emphasizing
it's
that.
Human.
So it's about people with habits of working with a system for so long now need to change to work with new software. So you want to give those people the chance to get those new habits. So get them touch the software really fast. Get them learn it like we learn something on a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you learn it intuitively instead of 5 months of training after a five-year project, and it's kind of big bang.
This
is not how transformations are being done.
See, you're touching on so many things. I believe that true adoption has to come with simplicity. If you create friction in this, whatever this journey is, I'm just naturally going to not want to be a part of it. It's too hard. And you also spoke on that cultural, that utility cultural mindset, that legacy thinking. We've done it forever. This is how we've done it. We've perfected this.
You know what? That's super interesting, because you see kind of different types of people coming in now.
Yes.
And those conversations are super intriguing, because, I mean, A, you have IT people sitting next to what we would call OT people, right?
Yeah.
So they come from different backgrounds, and what we find is, if we discuss our principles in software and how we build our software, how we deploy our software, it actually resonates with both. So it's not the conflict of I win, you win, or I push you out, you push me out, but it's something that serves both needs, and for good reason. So it's the best of all worlds, and it has the advantage of the reliability of OT, but the flexibility of IT and the speed of IT software.
See, I think you're, I point this out. The pandemic did a couple of things. One, we understand the bad stuff. Got it. Bad over there. But the other thing that I thought was pretty good about the pandemic is that it quickly identify the necessity for us to collaborate and to be willing to collaborate and to be in saying, I don't have all the answers. I know I need to go down this road, but I don't have it, so I need to collaborate. And that's what you just pointed out. OT, IT, that collaboration, win-win, and that realization that, it just has to happen.
And I mean, those conversations are real fun. I mean,
I can imagine.
When we bring everybody in the room, it's like sometimes in the beginning, there's a little bit of a reservation.
Yeah, because it never happened before.
Never happened.
Yes.
And then when people are leaving the room, it's like, wow. I mean, oftentimes we get kind of those teams afterwards calling their CEOs and said,
yes,
this was like, they had never experienced that, that it can actually not be against each other, but with each other, and really to like thinking things entirely new.
I think it's an exciting time. I really, in a positive way, yes. People are going to skin their knees and bump their heads and all of that stuff, and it's going to happen. However, I still think that there's this momentum that's happening. It is going to happen, and either you participate, either you're part of the solution, or because of the velocity of this, you're going to be left behind, and you don't want to be in that room. You don't.
We won't.
You won't. That's what you guys do. You do it all the time. I enjoyed this conversation. You know what? It was well worth the wait.
Thank you.
Yes? How do people get a hold of you? Just go out to... I mean, if they want to get some more information, where do they go?
Just ping me on LinkedIn. I mean, that's the way to do it these days.
There it is, man. I will have all of Sabine's contact information out on Industrial Talk. Sabine, you are fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. Once again, we are broadcasting from DistribuTech 22. And as you can tell by Sabine, it is a collaborative environment that's solving problems. Excellent, excellent environment. Please put this on your bucket list because you will not be disappointed to get to meet people like Sabine. All right. Thank you once again. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. Remember, go out to industrialtalk.com and you need to connect with Sabine. You will not be disappointed. This was an incredible conversation, and I mean, there's more. There's so much activity happening within the utility energy space, and it requires people like Sabine, Team Siemens, to be able to navigate those waters. Trusted individuals to navigate those waters because it's important stuff. So go out to industrialtalk.com. Remember, we were on site, DistribuTech 22, and we're going to have some more incredible conversations coming to you from this event. And again, put it on your bucket list. You will not be disappointed. Join us. We are creating this ecosystem, expanding ecosystem of leaders like you. So please reach out to me. Go to industrialtalk.com. You will not be disappointed. All right. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with people like Sabine, Team Siemens. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. And you know what you're going to do? Change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.